On the front of this chair is a portrait of Phyllis Wheatley.
Phyllis Wheatley was the first published African-American woman and the first published African-American poet.
She'd been sold into slavery at the age of 7 and transported to America on a slave ship. She was then bought by the Wheatley family, who taught her to read and write. Many white colonists found it difficult to believe that an African slave could write poetry. And in 1772, she was made to defend the authorship of her writing. Also included on the frame is the name Mary Prince. She was the first woman to present an anti-slavery petition to the British Parliament and the first black woman to write and publish an autobiography.
The reason why they're here is not just because of their significance historically, but they're tied up in the legal system. They had legal cases brought against them. It's the absurdity of the cases that they had to fight.